I don't know why, but it feels like something's missing. I finally met the guy that has all the traits that I asked for. On paper, he seems like the perfect guy. But something's missing. I don't feel safe. I don't feel supported. I still feel like I'm not truly in my feminine energy. And I still don't feel like he's that masculine provider. And I don't know why. There's something missing. I just don't feel that spark. If this is you, I'm telling you, there's an easy fix to this. I have been there. I have been in the situation where it seems like you have your perfect guy, but something about the energy, it's just not there. It seems like you manifested what you wanted, but you don't have that fairy tale romance that you dreamed about and that you thought it was gonna be. I'm here to tell you that there's nothing wrong with you and there's nothing wrong with your man. Okay, it's a simple and easy fix, and it is that you are not polarized in your relationship. Polarity is something that is very important, especially when it comes to a traditional masculine man, feminine woman relationship. Because in order for the woman to feel comfortable being in her feminine, the man has to be in his divine masculine, and the same the other way around. In order for the man to feel like he's able to step into that divine masculine role, the woman needs to be in her feminine energy and provide that nurturing, loving support that the man needs to show up with that strength and that providing. It really is a give and take in the relationship. There is nothing wrong with finding a balance that works for you. Every relationship is different, but I guarantee you that if you have met the guy that seems like the perfect guy, but you just don't feel the spark, or he doesn't feel the spark, it's probably not a compatibility issue. It's probably an issue with the way that your energy is interacting with each other. So maybe there are certain situations that put you in your masculine energy, and so that makes him feel like he needs to be in his feminine energy, or the other way around. There are situations where he's not stepping up, and then you feel like you have to step up because you don't know any better. Well, that is the end of this. You don't need to struggle to be in your feminine energy. Struggle is not feminine, okay? Struggle, hard work, that is naturally a masculine trait. So as a woman, you can do these things with intention when it serves you and it serves the relationship. But most of the time, you can be safe and surrendered into your feminine energy and have a great time in the relationship. Nothing's gonna go wrong. It's all gonna be fine. Now, being feminine has nothing to do with what you're wearing, what you're saying, the way that you walk, the way that you talk. It really has nothing to do with that. It's more to do with the energy and the confidence behind your actions. So if you want to learn more about feminine energy, I suggest checking out the Feminine Energy playlist, because there you'll be able to get more of a gist as to how I define it and how it applies to you in your life. So in this video, I'm specifically going to focus on 3 micro habits that you can adopt that will help you as a woman to activate your feminine energy in the relationship while you're interacting with your man, and then that in return will activate his masculine energy, so he will feel more of that provider instinct with you, and you'll tend to get a better response from him on a day-to-day basis. Okay, remember, these habits are not the thing that make you feminine. These are just invitations for you as a woman to pause and examine your energy in that moment. So these habits are just typical scenarios that occur where it's easiest for us as women to fall back into that masculine state. And these habits are simply an invitation for you to take that situation and pause, so that way you can stay in your feminine energy and not go into that wounded masculine energy that's only going to trigger your man, and he's not going to respond in the way that you want him to respond to you. If you are currently feeling like the energy in your relationship is totally off, then I guarantee you that by trying these little micro habits and learning from your energy while doing these things, you're gonna be able to improve your relationship so much. Like literally, it could be instant results if you pay attention to your energy and you make sure that you're coming from a place of love and not from a place of wanting to manipulate somebody or wanting to like get some kind of result. Remember, manipulation is not feminine, okay? I know a lot of the feminine energy, like dark feminine energy teachings, some creators are a little bit misguided in the sense that they only talk about the manipulative tactics that you can use. And while these can be tactics that may be good for certain situations where you need to protect yourself, or you know, instead of arguing, maybe you persuade in ways that maybe aren't so ethical, but at least everybody's winning in the situation. Like, I get it, I'm not judging anybody, but the purpose of this video is not those things. The purpose of this video is simply to help you channel that inner goddess within and get better results in the relationship for both you and the man. Not just you getting some like selfish desire or some validation or gratification. Yes, you are a goddess, but if you are a goddess, you need to attract a man that is the reciprocal of that. So how would you treat a man that is a king? You would treat him like a king, right? You want both of you to be winning in the situation. So you being in your feminine energy is winning for both of you. It's for the benefit of both of you, okay? So without further ado, let's get into these micro habits. I'm so excited. The first micro habit that you need to be doing is accepting help at all times. So if he ever offers to help you with anything, never, ever, ever say no. Don't say no. This does not mean that you are not incapable, okay? The biggest mistake here is thinking that him helping you is an inconvenience to him. It's not. If a man is offering to help you, it is not an inconvenience. He wants to help you. A man is not going to offer up his help unless he genuinely wants to help you, especially if this is a romantic relationship. Of course he's gonna wanna help you. He doesn't want you to stress out. So the worst thing that you can do is say, no, I got this, no. And I know this doesn't come from a bad place, because when I used to do this, I just didn't want to impose my problems on the other person. But I didn't realize that by saying no and by declining their help, you're almost emasculating them. You're making them feel like they can't do anything for you and there's no purpose for them. Because remember, the masculine man defines his value based off of his accomplishments. So when he goes to bed every day and when he wakes up every morning, he's thinking about his successes. He's thinking about his accomplishments. He's thinking about his impact, his discipline, his motivation, his ambitions. That is his main drive right now. So you as a woman telling him, no, I don't need you, he's automatically gonna say, okay, I failed at that. Okay, I can't please this woman. Like, what purpose do I have here in this relationship? And that is like one of the biggest sources of a man getting tired of getting rejected and then falling into his feminine energy and being like the typical guy that takes advantage of women or doesn't commit to women or takes advantage of them financially. This can stem from that, because the women that he was interacting with always rejected his help, and so he just falls into that feminine energy and he can't get out of it, right? This is not to say that it's not their fault and their victims. Absolutely not. As human beings, we are responsible for our actions. We are responsible for the way that we show up in this world. But at the same time, we can still understand that our actions and others' actions are going to affect us, right? We're all social creatures. So it's okay to acknowledge that your actions are going to affect him in a negative way without saying it's your fault. Nobody's saying it's your fault, but if you would prefer an easier way of activating that masculinity, don't argue with him and just accept his help, right? The beauty of doing this is that when you accept his help, even if you don't need it, even if it's something that you could easily do by yourself, you are doing two things. First of all, you are surrendering to your feminine energy and being able to receive the help, because being in your feminine energy is all about receiving, right? We hear that a lot, but yet a lot of us have a really difficult time accepting help. So this is a great way for you to practice receiving when he's already offering you for help, right? This will also help you when you have actual problems that you need help with. You'll be in a more comfortable position to ask for help because you already have seen him help you on several things before. So that's what you're doing on your end. And then on his end, he feels accomplished. He's like, oh, look at me swooping in to save the day. I just helped her with this thing. What would she do without me? It's okay if he feels that way, okay? It doesn't have to be objectively true, but if that makes him feel good in the moment, he's more likely to offer up his help in the future. And if you ask him for help, he's more likely to say yes, because he's already had a taste of that gratification of feeling like he has some worth and he's helping you with something. So this moves me on to micro habit number two. This is actually kind of the reverse of the first habit. So with this micro habit, you really want to focus on not trying to save the day, okay? Because if your man has some sort of issue, if he's like, oh, where is this? How am I going to do this? Like, stop trying to swoop in and save him, okay? He does not need your help. Unless a man literally comes and asks you for help, it's likely that he will figure it out on his own. They're gonna solve the problem, and if they need someone else's help, they're gonna ask for the help, okay? So as a woman, you don't really need to swoop in and save the day, unless of course he asks you. Like, everyone needs help once in a while. This is not to say that you can't help him with anything, but a lot of the times we see our man struggling with something and we automatically step into our mother energy and we're like, no, baby, I can help you. Like, let me help you. And really what that does is, again, emasculates him, puts him in his feminine energy, in his, you know, child energy, where he feels like he's your son. Just as much as you feel like his mom, he also feels like your son. What do you think that does for romance? It kills it. It really, really does. So this micro habit is kind of fun. Whenever you see him struggling with something, before you step in to help him or give him advice, let things play out, okay? Count to 13 in your head. Like, that's actually a long time. If you count 13 seconds before you say something, I guarantee you he'll have already figured it out. It's so funny, but I'll give you an example of like where I've used this and where it's actually really helped me so much, like you will not believe. But for example, like let's say my boyfriend's like looking in the cupboard and he's like, where's the sugar? And like the sugar is right there. Like I can see it. I'm all the way across the room. I can just look over. I can see where the sugar is. It's staring right at him. He cannot see it. Now, my initial instinct is to be like, it's right there. Don't worry. Look, let me help you. But I would be doing this from a place of mom energy, like not from a place of, okay, I'm the princess, he's a king, I'm the queen, right? It wouldn't be that kind of like polarized energy. It would be very much me trying to swoop in and save the day when he didn't really need the help, right? So in that moment, you take a pause, I wait, and I'm like, nope, he's got it. Count to 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. He figured it out. Magic. Just like magic, he figured it out. So in that situation, it was so funny because I was like, oh God. But guess what? He figured it out. And then he felt accomplished because he had a struggle and now he solved it himself. So he feels very accomplished, and I didn't have to step in and emasculate him, make him feel like he can't figure things out for himself, right? Just because you seem to have an answer or figured out a solution faster than he did doesn't mean it's your responsibility to provide that solution to him. He can still come to that solution on his own without you having to step in. Because if he really wants help, if he's stuck, if he feels like he can't move forward, he will ask you for help, okay? He will say, you know what? What do you think about this, right? I found that for myself. Like, in my relationship, there's been several times where I can see that he's struggling with something. Maybe it's at work, something to do with like managing his employees. And like, I know the answer, I know what he needs to do, but I can't tell him what to do, right? So then, you know, I let things play out. And then later he's like, you know, I've been having this problem. What do you think I should do? What do you think about this? Then when he asks me, then I'll tell him, right? And then from there, he's more receptive to my advice, because I've tried it before where I've just volunteered my advice without him asking me, and he doesn't follow my advice. He only just makes more excuses as to why my advice wouldn't work and it's not valid. And then at the end of the day, months later, he ends up doing that same thing that I told him to do, but he told me it was not the right thing to do. Right? So in that moment, I could say, well, what the heck? What's wrong with you? Like, why would you say that it's bad advice? And then months later, you did the thing that I told you to do, but you didn't want to give me the credit for it. Like, what the heck? It's because he doesn't want to not take the credit for his own growth and his own life. This is why you have to let the boys do what the boys do. If they ask you for help, help them with grace. Okay, let them figure things out for themselves. You need to use your energy and invest that energy into nurturing your relationships. Invest that energy into building your creative business, into manifesting more love, more abundance, more beauty, more fun, more excitement. Use your energy and your intelligence to manifest a better life for yourself and a better life for your partner. Don't sit here and try to use your energy to save him. He doesn't need your help. He is a grown-up man and he has survived this long on his own, so clearly he's capable, right? I think the biggest thing for us as women that we struggle with is thinking that others need our help, which is going to move me on to micro habit number three. Micro habit number three is stop trying to look so smart. He does not care. That sounds so messed up when I say it, and I really mean it in the best way possible, babe. Like, you can be the most intelligent woman on the planet, but if you are with someone and you are constantly lecturing them, mothering them, telling them the right way to do things, throwing out your degrees at them, throwing out all your qualifications at them, making them feel like they should respect you because of all of your accomplishments, that is literally the masculine definition of success. Accomplishments, degrees, things done, tangible physical results, things like that, right? So if you are trying to attract a man from that place, you're going to attract a feminine man. You're going to attract a man that is impressed by masculine success in a woman. So that's not going to be a man that's then going to sit there and provide and activate you and make you feel like the princess that you are, right? You don't need to flex your intelligence. You have that intelligence already. It's there. You have that creativity. You have those accomplishments. Be proud of who you are and what you have. Be proud of what you've accomplished. You deserve to be proud of it. But when it comes to being in a relationship, when it comes to relationship dynamic with a man, don't lead with that, because he doesn't care. You're not impressing him, sweetie. In fact, you are actually challenging him. When a man is trying to tell you something and impress you and say, oh yeah, I got my degree at this place, like I make this much money, or I work at this bank or this thing, whatever. And you're like, Oh yeah, me too. I actually got a PhD, and actually I graduated with even better grades than you. Like, in that moment, come on, girl. He's trying to impress you, and you are knocking this man down. Poor guy. How is that man then going to feel activated in his masculinity and then show up in the way you want him to show up? It's impossible. It's like, as a woman, right? It's like you're a man. You ask him, oh, how do I look? I got this new outfit. How do I look? He's like, you look fine. You'd be like, okay, well, how am I supposed to now feel sexy and feel like I'm gonna be this seductress, or I'm gonna be playful, or I'm going to be regal, or whatever. Whatever flavor of feminine energy you decide to embody today, that's your business. But how will you do that if you're not receiving that feeling, right? So it doesn't mean that you have to rely on others to feel beautiful or feel attractive, but understand that it does have a certain impact. And if you're constantly diminishing someone else's self-worth, then it's going to be hard for them to show up in the way that you want them to show up. So your guy understands, like, if you ask him how you look, he better say you look gorgeous. Even if you look average, even if you look fine, he knows that for his highest benefit, if he wants you to be playful and be feminine, he has to make sure that he feeds into that, right? Same thing for you. If you want to make sure that he keeps showing up, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to kiss his feet and say, oh my God, you're amazing all the time. But if you can tell that he's trying to impress you, let him have it. Okay, just because you didn't step in and brag about your accomplishments doesn't mean that you don't have them. You still have them, and you're still proud of them, and he will ask you about them, and you can tell him, and he'll be proud of you too. But let him have his moment. Let him shine, okay? Let this man shine. Let him have his moment. I guarantee you, he's gonna show up so differently for you, and you're gonna feel like such a princess. I'm so excited for you. Okay, I hope you're ready to get the goddess treatment, because you are a goddess. And with these tips, I just know that it will help you shift your perspective a little bit, and then that way, when you're interacting with your man, you're able to stay in that polarized state. And I guarantee you, you will have that fairy tale romance that you deserve, okay? You got this, babe. If this resonated with you, like it, share it with a girlfriend, and let me know in the comments if you have any questions about this. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.